Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder will be the first to admit that Utah has seen its fair share of jail overcrowding.
I used to see routinely editorial cartoons of somebody taking a prisoner and putting him in a police car and walking out the other side. It was true.
True until recently. Tuesday, Winder met with the Salt Lake City Council, telling them for the first time since he took office in 2007, the Salt Lake County jail is not overcrowded.
We have essentially eliminated our overcrowding problem through the opening of Oxbow and other diversion programs.
Winder admits having over 150 more beds to house prisoners through the partial opening of the Oxbow jail in 2009 helped the situation. But he credits more of the success to a new approach.
Quit locking up everybody that doesn't need to go to jail. Why have we been taking the no insurance guy and putting him in jail for 90 or 120 days? Does it cause him to, you know, to go get his insurance? It doesn't. It's costing us money and it doesn't achieve the goal we want. So now people are saying, what are other mechanisms to ensure that individual complies but doesn't burden us at $84 a day in a facility?
Winder asked city leaders for their support of programs that rehabilitate certain inmates from reoffending rather than housing them until their next arrest. Salt Lake City Councilman Kyle LaMalfa agreed, saying such programs are more economically and socially responsible.
We're a growing city. We're a growing county. And just as population grows, there's going to be a need for increased capacity in our jails and in our holding facilities and in our capacity for rehabilitating criminals and bringing them into away from that life and into a life of being contributing members of society. We need to grow that capacity.
Winder says he plans to visit all of the city councils in Salt Lake County to thank them for their help with the overcrowding problem. He is also beginning talks with state lawmakers to show them the cost savings and other benefits that can sometimes come from rehabilitation instead of incarceration. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.